Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Welcome to episode number 22. Today's topic is this. Open houses, kind of live events, kind of gatherings at your place of business. So the caveat with this one is that in a perfect world, you've got a physical location. Now, I'll give you a couple strategies if you're 100% virtual or you really don't have a space for prospects and clients to come to. So let's use a real life example, as always, to make it real versus rather than just giving you kind of artificial thoughts and ideas. So let's say you're a daycare, preschool, childcare, for example, and you want to do one of two things. Either you want to have kind of open enrollment, so it's getting ready to kind of come into your busy season, or maybe you're looking at opening up a second location, or third location, or fourth, and beyond. But you want to bring people to your location so they can really get a good flavor as to kind of what you're up to, get to meet you in person, maybe break bread, figuratively speaking, if you want to offer some food. Now, far too often, I see local businesses trying these strategies, but they end up floundering. And they might say, well, I put it on Facebook and I promoted the post and 84 people said they were coming and 3 people showed up and it was a disaster, for example. So I got to give you some strategies to make sure that that doesn't happen. But I'm also going to give you some strategies and thoughts as to when it really may not make sense for you to do a live event or an open house. So let's start with, why you'd want to do an open house. And really, it's to showcase your place of business. But it's also my favorite type of selling event. So the ultimate reason, and the biggest reason why you really should consider doing an open house, live event, etc., isn't just to showcase what you have to offer, but rather to be signing people up on the spot. So if you're this childcare center and you're doing an open house, you're going to be advertising it, and we'll talk through some strategies and things like that. But when they're coming there, I want you to have people ready to be giving tours and taking deposits and enrolling those families in your center, for example. It's not just a come and have a party, but rather it's come enjoy XYZ, learn more about what we offer, and see if it's a fit for you. So step one is you have to decide the type of event. So is this for prospects or is this for current customers? So sticking with the preschool example or the childcare center, it's a very different event if it's for prospective families or it's for families that are already customers and attending your location. So we'll stick with the latter one because that's a little bit easier to talk about first, and then we'll go into prospective families. So if they're current families, your objective there obviously is going to be quite different. So in those cases, it's to say thank you for your business, to continue to kind of keeping people happy, but it's also then to generate some referrals. So you want to make it easy so that those families can start to refer other families to you. And you make it a little bit more of a casual environment, a fun environment. Food is always a great thing to have at any kind of event. And not just putting out cheese and crackers, but having it catered from a nice local place, for example, or kind of a staple to your area. So in Buffalo, one of the biggest staples is pizza and wings or beef on a Kimmewick roll, for example, and say beef on Weck. So there's a lot of different options there. But if it's a current family, a current customer, that's more of a customer appreciation. But your mission and objective is to really make it easy for them to refer people. And it doesn't matter what type of business you have. you could be doing, I mean, obviously a lot of car dealers do this and they have kind of customer appreciation and things like that. And they have out food and you can see some of the new models and things like that. But you could do this at a church. You could do it at a bakery and be showcasing and giving out free food. But then again, you're making it easy so that people can refer people to you. So you're letting them know who the type of parent you're looking for example, who the type of person or family you're looking for a wedding cake and just different things like that, that you need to let them know what you're looking for. You don't want to make the assumption that people are just going to refer business to you. So that's the customer event. The prospective family event, if you're a childcare center, or prospective customer event, that's often the one that's being used on a more regular basis. Now, I would love to see you doing both of these strategies, but where I see families kind of enjoying coming to these events is when you turn it into an experience, and then they also know that there's going to be other people that are like them attending the event. So sticking with the childcare example, now that you've determined, okay, great, so it's not going to be a current family event. While you can invite them if you really wanted, you really would want to say, well, this is more so meant for prospective families. Now, you might want to have a few families that are already enrolled there as kind of plants that are really kind of talking about your center and why they enjoy coming there. But you want to go in with that mission of, okay, prospective families, we're aiming for enrollments. I like to begin with that end in mind so that you can then back into how the rest of the event is going to go. Because if you start at the front end of, okay, well, we need to have food catered and we need to have some entertainment and things like that, I want you to know that this is a sales type of event. And then we're going to schedule things around accordingly. So when they walk in, for example, there might be a little schedule and it's going to say tours are going every 15 minutes. The food is over in this different area. You can meet with the director or you can meet with the owner in this particular area. Later on in the day, we're going to have face painting and different things like that. So you want to structure the schedule around the fact that you know that it's going to be a sales event. Rather than just kind of having everything be a free-for-all, you need to have that event choreographed. Step two, obviously, after you've figured out what you need and how you want to choreograph it, you need to obviously arrange all the different pieces of entertainment and food and things like that. Not my area of expertise by any means. The most important piece, though, is getting people to register. And then the second half of it, where most businesses fail, is actually confirming seats. So in terms of how do you get people to show up at these events, there's a lot of different tactics. I mean, Facebook and Facebook events are a perfect way. Putting it on your Facebook page and having people RSVP and register, putting it on your website, all your other social media platforms, that's kind of a no-brainer. You definitely want to invest some resources in ad spend to make sure that you're getting enough traction, enough eyeballs, and things like that. Another piece is you could send a physical piece in the mail where you're essentially renting a list or buying a list from a company like InfoUSA, and you're actually sending something out physical, and you're not just sending it once, you're sending it two or three times. And in those two or three times, if you listen to the episode I did on on postcards, you need to be getting that postcard out a few times. So you could easily buy a list of families that make sense and invite them to this open house slash fun event. And you wouldn't say that it's a sales event on the flyer. It's an open house. You're getting the opportunity to tour the center, see if it's a fit for you. So you want to make sure that you have enough ample promotional opportunities to drive those numbers. From a timing standpoint, I typically suggest at least 30 days out, but ideally 45 to 60 days out. And you kind of continue to ramp up your promotion as it gets closer and closer to the event. Then the second piece to driving those RSVPs is you've got to be phoning people to actually confirm. Phoning, text messages, emails, social media messages, and you want to put a little bit of pressure to say, I see that you RSVP'd. I want to make sure we have enough food for you. We've got enough door prizes. I mean, whatever it is you're kind of using as that bait or that hook, you've got to put a little bit of pressure on them so they don't just say, well, I just RSVP'd and I didn't really have any skin in the game. You've got to have them commit to something and verbally say, yes, I'm going to be there. Here's how many people. Now, will you still have some people that say yes and don't show up? Of course. But if you don't tackle this second step, you'll have a much higher no-show rate. So the magic formula, begin with the end in mind, choreograph it accordingly. So whether it's the prospects or customer type of event. The next piece then is making sure you're doing enough. Well, I skipped the step of buying things, ordering things, lining up entertainment, food, etc. And then for me, and what this podcast is all about, is the marketing aspect. Promoting minimum 45 to 60 days out, all across social media, website, and ideally even doing some offline marketing, getting you into a newsletter, maybe the Chamber of Commerce, local newspaper, postcards, a couple of different offline tactics in tandem with your online. And then finally, the most important piece is confirming those slots. Try any kind of live event, open house. Rarely do I see them flop if you don't follow a formula like this. As always, make sure you leave some comments. Greatly appreciate everyone's time today. Have a great rest of your day. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. See ya.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.